Now, I must tell you all, anything that comes out of my mouth, you can hold Pastor Rick responsible. That is because he came to me and said, Kelly, I want you to preach on Men's Sunday, and I want you to tell us what women want men to know. And I said, ooh, you giving me that job? You want me to have that kind of power to tell men what I think they should know? I said, don't you know Terrence got to hear this sermon, and I do want to go home. So blame Pastor Rick. Praise God, saints. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank God that you created each and every one of us. That, Lord, you reached down into the dust of the earth, and you formed man. And then you reached yet again, Lord, into his precious rib, and you formed women, Lord. And you looked at both of us and said that we were uniquely and wonderfully made, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. Lord, we give you this day, and we ask, Lord, your blessings upon this message, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we might see you. Open our ears so that we can hear you, and open our hearts so that we can receive you. It's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray, and all your people said, amen, amen. Now, we had a lot of fun with this sermon this morning. A lot of laughter. So you all, I'm trying to stick to a time so we won't be here all day. So let's not get too funny in this sermon, okay? I'm warning you ahead of time. But I think God gave us all language. And even though most of us here in this room today, we all speak English, it's interesting to me that men and women still have trouble communicating with each other. Even though we all speak the same language, we still can't seem to understand each other. And so I thought an interesting way would be able to take some stories and put it into a situation where maybe we all can understand. You see, sometimes it's kind of like children. We got to take an example and put it into our own lives so that we can all be on equal grounding and speak in the same language. So our language today will be sports, and this will be our roster. And most men like sports. All the men in here like sports? All right. So we're going to be speaking sports language today. And in that, I believe that we can learn a lot about women, and that our sermon title is true. If you can understand football, basketball, baseball, and golf, then you can understand women. Because basically, the rules are really the same, if you take some time and think about it. First, rules about sports. Now, there's hockey, soccer, football, baseball, golf, tennis, snow games, winter games, summer games, all the different kinds of sports in the world. I mean, it's thousands of games. It's thousands of sports. And no two of those sports are exactly the same, right? Well, men, it's the same with women. No two women are exactly the same. Even identical twins are very different. So no two women are exactly the same. You see, wives are different from mothers. Mothers are different from daughters. Daughters are different from sisters. Sisters are different from aunts. Aunts are different from friends. So each and every woman is very different. And each of us have different wants. We have different needs. We have different goals. When God created us, he said, you are unique. You are unique. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. So that means I cannot be the same as anybody else. So that's a real first good communication, that we are all different. Now, the one thing that women want men to know is that we all are on the same team. Now, whenever you go to a big game, like down at Gund Arena, I mean, what's it called now? The Quicken Loans Arena. They play this song to get us all hyped and ready to play the game. And it starts like, dun, 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 dun. What's that song, man? It's the Eye of the Tiger. Yeah, the Eye of the Tiger. And the lights are flashing, woo! And the crowd is like, yay! Because they're about to bring out the athletes that are coming out. And so if you take a look at your sermon roster, we're going to introduce our team. And when we introduce our team, our lights are flashing and our dun, 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 dun. Our music is playing. And we're going to say, woo! And we're going to cheer for each team, okay? So first off, let me introduce to you the position, the one that has saved the most lives, the one that has been there since eternity is Jesus Christ. Woo! See, saints, we are all on the same team. Now, if you notice on your team roster, I put all of the best attributes to our one and only, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is who is our most valuable player. That is the one that has saved the most souls and has played all the positions. Our Lord Jesus is our franchise player. And sometimes, saints, we can get it all mixed up, you see, because on our team, everybody wants to be the star. And if you notice, what stats did I give us, men, women, and children? We are all team players. We are all team players. You see, sometimes God does equip a certain child to be the leader. Or he might equip a woman to be the leader. Or he might equip a man to be the leader. And as sometimes one of us are, seem to be in a little bit of an elevated position than everybody else. But ultimately, if we look at the roster, I remember who's at the top every time, and that's Jesus Christ. You see, saints, what women want men to know is that we're a part of the team. In our scripture reading, we have Deborah. And Deborah was found in the book of Judges, and she was a prophetess and a judge. She was a leader in Israel. And it surprises me, saints, that still in the 21st century, we as women can still hear, oh, a woman can't do that. Oh, a woman, you can't do that. Your place is in the home. Oh, you can't do this. You can't, women can't lead. Women can't do this. Women can't do that. We still hear that. Sometimes it's even coming out of women's mouth. But saints, we're all a part of this same team. God has uniquely equipped each and every one of us for our positions. And we cannot win the game without all of us. You see, Deborah wasn't sitting around thinking, well, I'm going to be the leader out of everybody, and everybody's going to follow me, and I'm going to always be the leader because I'm the leader. She was thinking, well, you know, God gave this man his turn, and now he asked me to take my turn, and so I'm going to rise up to the occasion and take my turn. And man, that's kind of what we women want you to know, is that we just want to be on the team. We want to take our turn when it's our turn. Now, I watched a lot of games, and it surprises me, all of the people, the men that are standing on the sidelines. It is more men standing on those sidelines sometimes than it is playing the game. Yeah. And sometimes we as women can feel like we're always standing on the sidelines, always relegated to being the cheerleaders. Yeah. But we want to play the game. We want to play the game. I want to catch the ball. And also, another way that we see our men standing on the sidelines, and Pastor Toby preached a message last week about Barack Obama becoming president and him opening up doors and breaking down boundaries and opening up new paths for us as a people. Well, that's especially significant for our black men, amen? You see, we know as women that our men have been on the sidelines. You've been in the jails, on the street corners, known as thugs. We know that there's been times when you've been stepped on, and I hate that phrase, that you've been at the bottom of the totem pole, and all these things have been keeping you down. And what we as women want you to know, and it especially came from that Barack Obama campaign, that yes, you can. Yes, you can, man. You can be and do anything you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. Come off of the sidelines and join the game. Because we're all a part of this same team. Now, I often hear men say, boy, I just don't understand those women at all. I don't understand them. You know, they one way this day, another way this day, and 2 days later, they another way. This going to help you. It's going to ease your pain from now on, man. Basketball and football, 4 quarters, right? 4 quarters. Now, it doesn't change. Those 4 quarters stay the same. You always got 4 quarters. Okay? First quarter might be a little slow. Second quarter, things might pick up a little bit. Third quarter gets real interesting. The game gets more intense. Fourth quarter, you knocking the ball out the ballpark. It's real great, right? Well, I guess I shouldn't say that because it's innings in baseball. But you got four quarters. Women, 4 weeks in the month. Here we go. Don't ever forget. 4 weeks in the month. Week number one might be one way. Week number two might be another. Week number three might be another way. Week number four might be another. Work it out, men. It's four of them, though. Okay, might need some overtime. That's right. We might dally into the next one. But if you think about the quarters, there are, and just pay attention to the calendar, it's all four different types, four different times. Make it real easy for you. Now, men always say this. They say, women want us just to understand what they mean. They don't even say anything. They want us just to know what they thinking. We're just supposed to figure it out on our own. But then I watched this baseball game, and this is what the man was doing. And everybody seemed to know what the man was saying. Everybody knew what this meant and what this meant. I was like, what does all of that mean? But he was using body language like a secret code to let one person know what the other person wanted them to know, right? Same with women. You get this look? That means stay back. Okay? You get this look? Come on. Come on this way. Man, we need you to kind of study us. You know, pay attention to our signals. Pay attention to our codes that we're trying to give to you. It's not that easy. We don't do all of this. You won't see any women doing that. You might see us going like this. This means headache. Now, every team has a coach. Every team has a coach. And sometimes our men, you are put in the position of being the coach. But every coach has to have some certain qualities about them that help their team, the members of the team out. Now, I've seen coaches that are like tyrants. Men, you get yourself together. You have to play that game. You're a bunch of idiots. Get together. And I think, well, what kind of coach is that? How are you building up the team like that? Then I have the coach over here who says, man, you are so good. You are so awesome. You're the best team in the world. I just can't wait for us to win this game. You see, it depends on how you say things. It's not what you say. It's how you say it. It's how you say it. You see, next time you're driving with your wife or your mother and she's going the wrong direction or she's going too slow, don't say, what kind of driving is this? You don't know how to drive? What's wrong with you? You're supposed to take a left turn back there, not a right turn. See, that's not going to be a good coach. You got to come over here and say, wow, I'm so glad we came this route today. Wow, did you see those trees back there? It's really nice scenery. You see, you're going to go a lot further with those good communication skills. We have to build each other up as a team and not push each other down. In 1 Thessalonians, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. So, men, we need your encouragement. We love telling you, oh, you did a good job. You cut that grass. It looks so good. Oh, my goodness, when you painted that wall, it was so smooth. Oh, wow. You know, when you just took the trash out, I've never seen anybody quite take the trash out like that. And in the same way, we need to hear, oh, you know, that darkness on the chicken was just so tasty. Oh, my goodness, the way you washed those dishes was amazing. And look just how lovely you look today. We need your encouragement and your building up. And I didn't say this morning, but let me just give y'all a secret, man. When a woman has been in the bathroom for however long she's been in the bathroom, when she comes out, before she gets out of her mouth, how do I look? You should say, oh, you look good. Oh, you look real good. See, now you eliminate that whole argument of how do I look. So wait by the bathroom door. Oh, you look so good in that outfit. Your hair look good, too. In every game, there is some cheating. There's some flags that get thrown down. Some people get sent to the penalty box, and they have to be on the sidelines for a little while. And the same way that happens between men and women. Sometimes there is some cheating, some hurt, some brokenness. And somebody got to get a flag. But see, saints, what's great about all of that is when the person gets the flag or they get sent to the penalty box, they're not off the team. They're still a part of the team. And after that, they have served their time in the penalty box. They get to come on back in the team. You see, sometimes we get into these arguments and these discussions and somebody stay in the penalty box for far too long. They got time limits on those penalty boxes. Ladies, they got time limits on the penalty boxes. Bring them back on in. So, saints, it's a matter of forgiveness. It's a matter of restoring the team. And when Barack Obama became president, he gave us all a new vision for what it means to be an African-American family. You see, because we're no longer on the sidelines. We're no longer in the penalty boxes. Jesus is pulling us all together so that we can create these amazing African-American families with mother, father, husband, and wife, and kids. Let's get back in the game. It's time to get back in the game. Every game has some equipment. Men, you got your cleats, your balls, your bats, your gloves, your hats, your outfits. Every game has some equipment. Same way with ladies. We got some equipment. We do. Now, saints, all of our men stood up here today, and you all look so handsome. You all look so good. You all look so amazing. But let me tell you when you really, really look good. You really, really look good when you are a man of God. You look so awesome when you come up and say, let's pray. You look amazing when you open up your Bible first before us. Saints, we as women don't want to be on the sidelines, and we don't want you to be on the sidelines. You know, I was looking up, there are 188 women in the Bible. 188 named women. There's another about 10 to 15 or so that are called like women, mother, and they don't have a name. So almost 200 women in the Bible. I got real excited when I found that out, and then I turned the page and I saw there was 1,800 men in the Bible. And I said, whoa, Lord, that's kind of uneven. But when I sat down and thought about it, you see, those women are like the special set-aside portion for Jesus, almost like the tithe. That amount of women is almost a tithe. But we cannot have, you can have 1,800 men in the Bible, but all of those men could not get the job done without us women. We need each other. Now, saints, in the same manner, we have way more women in the church than we have men. And I want us men to know that just like God considers us his special remnant, he considers you his special remnant. You, as men, are just as special as we are. We all sharing this together. Saints, men always say, why does it take women so long to get dressed? Why is she in the bathroom 3 hours later? This forever will clear up any doubts in your mind, okay? This is going to help you out forever. Football team. You all start conditioning when? What month? July to play in September. 2 months you start getting prepared. Now, you're doing your arms, you're doing your legs, you're doing crunches, you're doing all this stuff to get ready for the game that's not till 2 months later. Then once you do all your conditioning, you shower, you know, some of y'all do your hair or whatever you do, and then you put your helmet on. That's like women's hair. Then you got to put your outfit on. See, we got our outfits. Then you got to wear the right shoes. Can't play football in soccer shoes. So you got to have all these things together. It's the same with women. Same with women. We got to put our outfits on. We got to do our conditioning. Now, saints, in the book of Genesis, God made Adam. And he got some dirt out the ground and put it together and formed men. But then he put men to sleep. And he made women. So, it took a full nap and a full day to get us all together and get ready. And the same way, all of you men, next time you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to lay down and take the nap. Just lay down. And I want you to think about God creating women and how it took a full day. And then you had to take a nap. And then I also want you to think about how God, when he was creating the earth, it took him 6 days to create all his beauty. 6 days. So I want you all, you know, to give us the time we need. Give us the time. Because we're trying to get prepared. Trying to get our uniforms on. Now, just like I said, every woman is different. Every woman is different. Every game is different. The football team does not wear the same outfit as the basketball team. The basketball team does not wear the same outfit as the soccer team. Same with women. We don't necessarily like showing up in the same outfit. We like to be different. We like, if you got on black, I want to wear blue. So if you get to a party and say, well, what's the big deal? You got on the red dress. Well, I got one just like her. We don't want to be the same. There in the game, sometimes there's called illegal touches. Illegal touches. In the game, men go like this. Woo, you did a good job. Woo, you did a great job. They're like, wow, they just like touching each other, don't they? Woo, you did a good job. Now, that might work on the field. Does not necessarily work in real life. Young men at school going up to the girls and say, woo, you did a good job. Not going to work. Not going to work, okay? Not going to work. Men, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, see, you got to start with the legal touches. You know, a gentle pat on the back, good morning. Gentle rub of the back and a hand hold. You see, sometimes our men go straight for the woo. He's like, whoa, illegal touch, illegal touch, illegal touch. So, you know, you got to know when it's time for the touches. And just like I said, again, all women are different. We all like different touches. You know, some of us like to be held and hugged. Some of us don't want to be held and hugged. Some of us like to hold hands while we're walking down the street. Some of us just ready to walk down the street. So learn our touches. Learn what we need. Study us. Every game has a playbook. And I am amazed that all of these plays, it's like a notebook full of plays, 170 plays. And notice I said playbook, not player's book. It's the playbook, okay? Not the player's book. And I want you all men to imagine you got the playbook of your apologies. You see, Pastor Rick told me a long time ago, he went to one of James' basketball football games. And he kept telling me how they kept running the same run, running the same move. Just keep doing it over and over. Just the same play, running the same play, running the same play. Same way when you're apologizing. Some men got the same play. Here's your flowers. I'm sorry. Here's your flowers. I'm sorry. Here's your flowers. I'm sorry. See, women get, we get it after. We're like, no, that's the same play. That is the same play. So it's like, flip through the book. Some women like to get a little flowers. Some women, you need to go to K Jewelers. Some women, you need to go get your coupon from Longhorn Steakhouse and take them to dinner. Some women just want to hear the words, I'm sorry, and I was wrong. But get your playbook out and learn the plays. Ultimately, saints, and 1 Thessalonians, we saw, we don't know the date and the time. We are playing a game against a vicious enemy. And that enemy is Satan. And we don't know, we all know that the world is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And even though we've had this great celebration with Barack Obama becoming president, that was amazing. The problem is, prophecy has still told us that things are going to get worse. Things are going to get worse. And so we, who are the children of the light, we are the children of the light. We're all on the same team. We are all working together to win this game against Satan. Now, we all want to be on the team. I've said that. And man, we want you to know that we honor you. We respect you. We're thankful for you. We appreciate you. We love you. You are the most amazing men on earth. We love you. And in the same way we honor you, we would ask that you honor us. It's so nice to hear that. I love you. I respect you. I appreciate you. You are amazing on this earth. We're all on the same game, same team, working to win the same prize. As the Apostle Paul says, run the race to win, amen? And we all want to win this race and this game of life. And we don't want anybody left on the sidelines or feeling downtrodden or destroyed. We want us all to be together. And so men, today, as you are honored, as we celebrate you, as we lift you up before the Lord, we will pray that you really know our hearts. And that main thing is, we all want to be on the same team with you. We want to walk hand in hand with you. We want to live this thing called life right with you and nobody else. So I'm asking you today to join the team. Join the team with us. Let us pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, you created us, each and every one of us. And you did look at us and you said, I know every hair on your head. I know all of your thoughts. I know the deepest part of your hearts. And Lord, we would just pray, Lord, that we can stop seeing each other as the enemy and seeing each other as the one that we're trying to conquer and step on and get over in life. And look at each other as brothers and sisters in Christ in this race that we are calling life. Lord, help us to get better. Help us to forgive each other and to come on out of that penalty box and all work together side by side, Jesus. Working together for your glory, your honor, and your praise, Lord. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray. And all your people said, amen and amen. Saints, the door of the church is open. And we're going to sing Amazing Grace, which is a song written by a man.